I was destined to play this role, but I feel very fortunate to be doing so.
The Crow was Brandon Lee's last film. Miramax Home Entertainment is proud to share his final on-camera interview, which includes exclusive, never-before-seen footage.
It's an extreme circumstance. The character comes back from the dead, and at first, as far as I'm concerned, he's essentially an amnesiac. He doesn't know where he is, how he got there, even who he is. And the crow in the film, the bird in the film, you could really just look at as a guide, almost a piece of his own personality that guides him back into his life and reminds him who he was, what happened to him. This is a person who has been pushed right to the limits of his ability to cope with what is going on, and in a sense is quite mad sometimes. In a sense is completely insane. Almost in the sense that you might think of an insane person having voices, you know, more rational voices that try and guide him, more irrational voices that come from a more emotional, more deep-seated place. I think that the crow is that rational voice. The crow is his guide. The crow helps Eric do what he has to do in a very practical sense. It leads him to the places that he has to be. It helps him find the people that he has to find. He can, in the film, actually see through the bird's eyes.
Come on!
You're dealing with a supernatural situation, which is a man who has come back from the dead. And I think the thing that I enjoy most about this film is simply the questions that that raises for me as an actor playing the part and for the audience who's going to see the film. If you died and a year had passed since the time that you had died, and during that year you have to assume that the people that you loved and the people who were in your life would have had a year now to grieve and come to some kind of terms with having lost you, and now suddenly you are given the chance to come back for 2 days, the world would be a very different place through your eyes from the point of view of having been dead for a year and knowing that you only had 2 days now to be alive, in a sense, again. It's a story about justice for victims.
Each one of these is a life.